Okay, today's daf is Gittin daf Samach, and we are on Nun Tesam Abay's first wide line, Omar Abaya. Omar Abaya, so today's daf is chock full, and Rav Hashem will try to cover as much as we can in the time allotted. Omar Abaya, Naktinon, Ein Sham Kohen is Parda Chavila. We mentioned that in the Mishnah that we did yesterday, there were various items that were enacted Mishum Darkei Shalom. One of them are the Aliyas, Kohen Levi Yisrael, as we saw, a special din in Beis HaKnesses, that is the order. If there is no Kohen, Abaya says, Nisparda HaChavila, the rope has been unwound. What does that mean exactly? Rashi has 2 days here, whether that means the rope has been unwound, and therefore, anyone who you want to call can be called, meaning, call Levi first. Levi, then Yisrael, or do we say no? The Lispar da Chavila, and therefore don't call a Levi, go straight to a Yisrael. 2 days here in Rashi, in Gittin on Nun Tesam Beis. Rashi quotes the first day from Nifsak HaKesher, Ibed HaLevi Es Kvodo Bishvel Chavila. So on Nefredes, Ve'eno Kari Klau. He quotes that from Moria Zakein, Umori Reb Yitzchak Ben Yehuda, and Rav Amram. Five different people quoted in this Rashi. But then he quotes from Mitalmidei Mori Reb Yitzchak Kalevi, She'ein Seder Ledavar, Lahaktim Levi Liyisrael, Mishayir Teyaktim, whoever you want. Meaning, you want to give a Levi, give a Levi, you want to give Yisrael, give Yisrael. So the first day it says, don't give a Levi. And the second day it says, yeah, whoever you want, 2 days, and the Shulchan Aruch we paskin. As we know that there is really a choice. Rav Soloveitchik, they say, was very makpid because he wanted people to remember this Rashi, that whenever he was asked, he was a Levi, all the Soloveitchik Soloviim, that when he was, there was no Kohen there, he said, no, Rashi and Ginnun Tess, give me Yisrael, give me Yisrael. Right, to remember this day up, but it's 2 days in Rashi, but the Minigolam is the Paskin, whatever one wants, one can give a Levi, but there is no need. What's the Svara? Why would there be a Svara not to? What do you mean, is par da chavila? By definition, a Levi might be the Mishares of the Kohen. The Kohen is the Mishares of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Levi is the secondary personality, spiritual personality to the Kohen. So the second that there is no Kohen, so then he loses his identity, so to speak. B'nei Aaron HaKohanim, that's the ultimate, but then they're from Sheva Levi, and maybe that's the day of Rashi, that they lose their identity, and therefore you go straight to a Yisrael. V'yomar Abaya, continuing, Naktinon Ein Sham Levi Korei Kohen. Abaya says, if there is no Levi, then you call a Kohen. I mean, you call Levi for the first Aliyah, and then there is no other Levi, so you call a Kohen. Says the Gemara, you call a different Kohen. Aini, is that really true? V'yomar Rabbi Yochanan, Kohen achar Kohen lo yikra, mishum pagamo shel rishon. You should never call a different Kohen after you already called one Kohen, because then people are going to think that there was some problem with the first Kohen. There was some stain, and that's why you have to call a second Kohen. Levi achar Levi lo yikra, and also, two Levium, one after another, should not be called Mishum Pagam Shneihem, because that will reflect badly on both of them. So you see, so what does Abaya mean? That if there's no Levi, you should call a Kohen. Call two Kohanim in a row? So the Gemara says, no, Ki Kamrina Ba'oso Kohen. And this is what we do, right? We're all used to it, but we don't, hear it comes from this Gemara right here, that you call the same Kohen twice. He gets both Aliyahs. You can't call a different Kohen because people will think that he's not a Kohen. You can't call Levi, there's no Levi in Shul. You can't call Yisrael because it's the Kohen Levi Aliyah. Right, so you can't call either. So that's why you just call the same Kohen again. Ki Kamrinan Ba'oso Kohen. Says the Gemara, okay, but why the difference in Lashon in the Braisa? Maishna Levi Achar Levi. Why but two Levium, one after another? What does the Braisa say? What are we worried about? Ti'ika Pagam Shneihem. You're worried about the Pagam of both of them. Why? Da'amri chad minay olav levihu. Because we'll say that one of them must not be a Levi. Why are you calling two Levium in a row? One of them, you know, maybe the first one is a Levi, the second one must be a Yisrael, or the, right? We don't know. So why does the formulation that they're both of their lineages are in question, Kohen achar Kohenami, Amri chad minay olav Kohenhu? Why do we say that a Kohen after a Kohen, you're only worried about the Pagam of the Rishon, while Levi achar Levi, you're worried about the Pagam of both of them? Why the difference in formulation? Says the Gemara, Kigon, the Muchzalan Ba'avua, the Haisheni to Kohenu. Well, maybe you know why we're only worried about the Pagam of the first one? Because we know the second one's father was a Kohen. So if the second one's father is a Kohen, so we know he's a Kohen. So the Gemara says, Sahachan Hami, the Muchzalan Ba'avua, the Haisheni to Levihu. The same thing if you know that who the father is. So again, why the difference in formulation? Ela Amri, Mamzeres Onesina, Nasiv upasli lazari. What are we worried about? That the father married someone who's psula, to him, and that's why he ruined his lineage. So here too, that's what we're worried about by the Levi, and that's what he worried about both. So Hachanami, see here too by the Kohen, Amri, Grusho Chalutza Nasif. Maybe he married a Grusho Chalutza, Issa Daraisa, Issa Drabanan, right? Grusho Chalutza are always put together. The Achle Lazare. So again, what's the difference between the two cases of Kohen and Levi? Says the Gemara, no, Sof Sof, Levi Mikahave. No, at the end of the day, there can't be a pagam to the Sheni if his father, even if his father married someone who was psula, the child, let's say Kohen married a Grusha. So what's the child? A Yisrael. He wouldn't be getting the second Aliyah. So if he's getting the second Aliyah, it can't be that his father married a psula, because then he would just switch to a Yisrael, as we know. And therefore, that is not a chshash when it comes to a Kohen. By a Levi, it's a different chshash, and therefore we're worried about both of them. Finally, the last line, Ulaman. And who are we worried about anyway? Eli Yoshvin. Are we worried about people sitting there who are going to be there till the end of laning? Hakachazule. They see how many Aliyos there are. They see there are only seven Aliyos, and therefore they'll know who a Kohen is, who a Levi is, and they'll know there's no issue of Pagam. So El Aliyotzin, you're right. The issue is only people who leave. People who leave in the middle, right, there's a halacha. One is not allowed to leave while the laning is being done. But maybe between Aliyos, they had to leave for a tzarech, they might leave, and therefore, that is the worry. Okay, so halacha lamaisa, what do we paskin? As we know, if there are no Leviim in shul, we give the same Kohen. If there's no Kohen in shul, then one might give, either the Levi first or Yisrael first, but we definitely don't give a different Kohen or a different Levi one after another. What about on Simchas Torah? Simchas Torah always has different rules. The Poskim, the Achronim already say, some rules can be broken on Simchas Torah regarding the rules, because everybody knows that everybody gets an Aliyah on a Simchas Torah. The minig, though, is to be able to give a Kohen and a Levi Achron or Maftir, besides the Shiva Kruim. The first two, Kohen and Levi, but the last two, also, if there's an extra one, let's say there's a Simcha, there's a Kohen or a Levi family making a Simcha, so often there's an extra Aliyah to get another Aliyah in by the Achron or by Maftir. There are various questions in the Poskim that come up in terms of flexibility. Rashi Pesach Frank has a tshuva in Arachayim and Simon Samaches. There was a man who for years and years, he was an usher, gadol, he got Maftir Yonah, every Yom Kippur. Maftir Yonah, that was his Aliyah. And then after a certain amount of years, this happens once in a while, you hear about this, he found out that he was a Levi. I don't know if he already paid for this year's, but he found out that he was a Levi, and he wanted to figure out, how can I still get Maftir Yonah? The problem is there only three Aliyahs. So how does a Levi get Maftir Yonah? So one would say that, I'm sorry, but you found out that you're a Levi. Shoalim kedas malaso sim litchosa mimafter ze oshi yasu atzmam keinam yodim, or the shul should pretend that we don't know. V'yanichulo min hago lalos lamafter ki adichu yal lahem ba'agmas nefesh v'lachin nafsham b'sheil asam dulai rasham hema lishtok to gadol hashalom. We know that he became a Levi, but he doesn't really care as much, and he wants to pay the money to the shul, and it's going to cause him tremendous heartache. And if it's all mishum just darkei shalom, all these rules, so maybe the shul can be mochel somehow. So lechora he says halacha ravachas iba gemara v'chein sasbu kala poskim the shnei leviim lo ya'alu l'tara zachar ze imkein lo yitachin lasos kein shehu amafter. There's nothing to talk about pashas, right? He's a Levi. Avo mikivan shetamol shadavar. Well, maybe because the reason is only because of pegam, because people might say that he's not a Levi. Imkein b'ki agavda sheilo yadua lahamon v'hu muchzak she'ein a Levi. After the Loshayak Kampagam, maybe people don't think he's a Levi. So most people don't know. So the Gabbai found out, but maybe if he doesn't say anything, there's always Shu Pagam because it's Pogum Vomed, right? People have thought that he's a Yisrael all his life, and he doesn't really care about it. Ulam, he says, but if there's any way to talk to him, and without too much Machlokas and Agmas Nefesh, this is what you should do. You should give him the second Aliyah, and keep him standing there by the after the Aliyah, as is the Minog, and then you should have Yisrael for the third Aliyah. Ela shahabrachos ala mafter Yonah yivarech ze ha'isha huksa kfar baseh. So the brachos of the Torah, that usually goes with the Shlishi. So that you could be flexible a little bit. Usually go with the Shlishi. Why? Because usually it goes with the Maftir, the Gemara says, because nobody wanted to get Maftir. Or we didn't want to have a separate person just read from the Navi, so we wanted him to have some of the Torah also. Now we think that Maftir is the greatest Aliyah, as we'll see with Hashem soon, even though it's really an add-on. But he says that's what you should do. You should give him the second Aliyah and somehow work out that he will get the Brachas and the Maftir, because that's what he wants anyway. Right, people want the Maftir. They don't care about which Aliyah they get, really. So he says that's how you could work it out. But there are these other types of Shilas as well in terms of the being flexible with the Aliyahs. Okay, let's continue. Last line says the Gemara Nun Tesma Beis. Shalchu le b'nei Galila le Rebbe Chalbo acharehen mikarin. What about acharehen? What is acharehen? Right, says the Gemara, after the Kohen and the Levi, is there any specific order within Yisraelim? Any specific order about who is supposed to get? So, Rabbi Chalbo didn't know. Asav Eshailel, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka, Amar Le, Acharehen, Karin, Tamar Chacham, Hamamudin, Parnasam Alatzibur. Next Aliyah, Shlishi, should be the Tamar Chacham, that's appointed the leader on the Tzibur. The Acharehen, Tamar Chacham, Haruyim, Limnosam, Parnasam Alatzibur. And the next one are the people who should be the leaders, even if they're not the leaders right now. The leaders and their families. And they have a meaning. You go, Hachashuv, Chashuv Kodem. That's what it seems to be in this regard. If you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, here in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, the Aruch HaShulchan quotes that Umivuar, here in Kuf Lamid Vav, Umivuar Mizeh, after quoting this Gemara, De Be'etzem Ha'alios Ein Yitaron Mizeh Lazeh. Right, so you see, by this order, you call this leader and that leader, you see there's no specific Shlishi or Revi'i. It's not like Cohen and Levi. All the Aliyahs, you give a chashav kodem. He says, V'achshav machzikin Shlishi V'shishi Loha Aliyos Ayoser Gedolim. So that's what people think. Shlishi and Shishi. The Ashkenazim machzichim l'shlishi. The Rav Akeila olarak l'shlishi. The Rav gets Shlishi. The Asvardim machzichim Shishi l'chashivas Yoser. Shekenu al piyazohar. That's Kabbalistically. A lot of the Rebbes always get Shishi. The Adavar Muvan. She'i efshar lanu lino kedina gemara. Right, we realize you can't follow exactly what the Gemara just says. She'ein lanu parnasim v'avonoseinu harabim. Ve'ein lanu talmidei chachamim. We don't have maybe the level. If one person buys the Aliyahs, he can be mechabed whoever he wants. But he shouldn't have a bizayin HaTorah. He should give chasha people certain Aliyahs. Mitzvah gedola, and this is the key line. Mitzvah gedola levatel masha muchzak befi hahamon. Right, we should be mevatel what people say. Sha'aliyah zu p'chusa ma'od. I don't want to get this Aliyah. Oh, this! I can't believe the Gaba gave me this one. I'm a Shlishi guy. I'm a Revi. How could he give so-and-so the Aliyah before me? He says it's terrible. We look down on certain Aliyos. V'chadome. Umishi yachol linhog atzmo lalos latar b'ha Aliyah shamachzikim osa l'pchisus havi mitzvah rabba. If you can get the Aliyah that people don't think is chashuv, take that one. That's a great mitzvah. T'bavonoseinu harabim harbe machlokes b'mizeh Hashem yirachim. Ube'emes, and he says, really, ein lecha shtus gadol mizeh, sha'akol Torah achas ubracha achas, ve'ein ze elamaisa satan. It's all the satan. The satan loves to cause machlokas. Remember we had a couple of days ago, previously, a week or two ago, where there was an Erev Shabbos, two people always were fighting until Rabbi Meir came along and helped them make shalom, and then he heard the satan say, oh, Rabbi Meir's here, he ruined my day. Because the satan loves machlokas, and he loves machlokas in a shul, he loves it on an Erev Shabbos. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, Ein lecha shtus gadol mizeh, to be so machpid on certain aliyos. Alavai, we should all have that attitude. Okay. So that is in terms of the order of the aliyos. Sholchu le b'nei Galil Rabbi Chalbo. So another question related. Rabbi b'nei Galil sent Rabbi Chalbo. Ma'al likros b'chumashim b'beis akneses b'tzibur. Can one read from chumashim in shul? What are chumashim? Chumashim here mean, again, they didn't have printed chumashim like we have. Chumashim here means the scrolls that we have, but it wasn't all five books of the Torah. Let's say you have just Bereishis, or just Vayikra. So could you read from one of those? Right, it's Parshas, right, Truma. So what if I just have a safer Shmos scroll? Am I allowed to read from that? But Tzibur, I can learn from that at home. That's what they used to learn from. That's fine. But can I read from that? Bitzibur. That is the Shaila Rashi. Sheyesh shekosfin len chamisha chumshin kal chumish echad shalim la'atzmo. The kol sefreim hayu bigalila kasefer Torah shalanu. You have it separately. Remember that Gemara came up in Ksubis and Bamitzia about Rabbi Chia. He said, I'm going to make sure the Torah is not forgotten. I'm going to go catch deer and give the meat to the orphans, and I'm going to take the hides and split it up to five different sections, write a separate part of the Chumash on each one and give it to five Yanuki, and they'll teach each other. So you see from that Gemara, they wrote them separately. So could you read from one of those, though, for Kriyas HaTorah? So Lo Avi B'Yadeh, Rabbi Chelbo, again, did not know. Asa Shailei Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka, Lo Avi B'Yadeh. Tough question. Asa Sha'el Be Medrasha. They asked in the base Medrash, Upashtua Meha, and they answered it from the following. Damar Shoban Achmeni, Amar Yochanan or Yonasan, Sefer Torah Shechaser Yuria Achas, Ein Korinbo. Rabbi Yochanan says, if your Sefer Torah is missing even one Yuria, one section of cloth, you can't read from it. So surely if it's missing four parts of the Torah, so it says it's missing one whole section in Korinbo. Says the Gemara, Vilohi, but really that's not a raya. Why? Hasa mechzar b'milse. If the Torah is supposed to be written whole, and then it's missing something, so that's a problem. That's a reflection that there's a chisaron here. Hacha lo mechzar b'milse. Here, if it's written as one section, that's not called missing. Right? That is just as it's supposed to be, as it's supposed to be made. And therefore, that is not a problem. This type of svara, sounds like, not exactly the same, sounds like the discussion of Rav Moshe and the other poskim. Rav Moshe has a famous psak where he discusses using disposable paper cups for Kiddush. Right, disposable paper cup for Kiddush or for any kosher bracha. Rav Moshe and Arachayim, Gimel Amites, Bidvar Kosos Minyar, Im Kashal Kiddush. And it's important to know when this was written, 1968, Tavshin Chav Ches. So he was asked this, Hine, Bidvar Kos Lekiddush, Im Rashoin Lasos Al Koshin Asim Minyar, Shehu Kli Rak Lesha'a, Sheshama Asher Asarti. You heard that I answered, says Ramosha, Emes Adavar, yes, based on Tosas and Brachas, Daf Nun, that it's a Chai. What does Chai mean? It means a Choshev cup. He says, Alma de Be'ina She Kos Na'e, Rak Shekos Kazeh, Kosher leberchas amazon lekiddush veroani, and I see that this kos shel niyar shehu rak l'sha'a al pam zel levad hu od garua dein lo shum chashivus shavade in eroy leberchas amazon lekiddush. He said, if you don't have any other kos, yesh lahakel, but you really, really shouldn't use that. And that's why many are makbid to try to have a real silver kos for kiddush. This is what Rav Moshe says. So the poskim mention a number of points. Number one, it could be Rav Moshe wouldn't say that about our disposable. He only said that about the 1960s, the paper cups, where after you use it one time, like the dentist cups, where you use it one time, the whole thing falls apart. You can't use it a second time. It's really not chashuv because it becomes so water filled and gets ruined. But let's say you have a hard glass cup that many times the caterers put out, and it can be used 100 times. Just we're affluent, we throw it out. So who says Rav Moshe was talking about those kind of cups? Number one. Number two, even if Rav Moshe's machmir, almost all the many other poskim are mako and say that no, what, this is a problem because it's called a chaser, right? And he compares, I didn't read the whole thing, he compares it to the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says if there's a cup that has a broken base, you can't use it. So Rav Moshe says this is made broken. So it's just Eliezer writes in a Shuvah, and others say, no, this is made like this. If you have a cup that has a broken base, it's supposed to be better, and now it's worse. It's chaser from what it's supposed to be. But this cup is made to be like this. It's perfect, exactly how it's supposed to be, exactly like our Gemara says. There's a difference between something that should be better, that's lacking something, versus something that is not supposed to be better. So therefore, the minug is, in many places, if you don't have one, you try to have one, to be machmer for Moshe l'chatchila, and to be mahader in the mitzvah, but if you don't have one, you don't have one. And then we always mention that the double cup really has no basis in the poskim, right? Because according to Moshe, it's 0 plus 0. So, 0 plus 0 equals 0. And according to the other poskim, you don't really need it. It doesn't give it more chashivus by putting two cups together. So it's a little difficult according to that addition, though many do it, it's not really found in the sources to solve the problem. Rabbi Kiva Eger here discusses You know what? Let's read one more line of the Gemara just to finish this, and then we'll do Rabbi Akiva Eger. Rabbi Rav Yosef Damri Travayu Ein Karin B'Chumash Rabbi Sakneses. You shouldn't use it Mishum Kavet Sibur, because Kavet Sibur you should use a whole entire Torah, not just one. Not just one section. The Rashba says, the Rashba's Lashon here is, it shouldn't appear that the Tzibur are Aniyim. Right, like, Ein Aniyis B'Makam Ashiris, we have in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Rashba's Lashon here is, it shouldn't appear, Diriya Achas Lavdafka, the Filu Ksavechan Ma'akev, we find the Lashon, Elo L'Kavet Ba'alma, Shalo Yeroem Ma'asav, Ka'ose Ma'asav Ba'aniyus, She'ein Tzibur Ani. Right, and therefore, we should use an entire Torah. We shouldn't just use, use one that looks inferior. And the Taz in Arachaim and Siman Gimel says the Tzibur should not be mochel and cannot be mochel because it's inherently a design of the Tzibur. And therefore, even if they say okay, it's okay, we'll use it. You know, it shouldn't be done if there is a. If there is a choice. Okay, now Rabbi Akiva Eger. Rabbi Akiva Eger says, if you look in Megillah, in on Daf Tes, in Tosfos. He says, look there. What is he quoting there? Tosfos there in Megillah says, even a Sefer Torah that's missing a letter is okay, is Kshera. And here the Gemara says, if you're missing a Yuria, it's a problem. This is really a Machlokas Rishonim. Machlokas Rishonim about using a Sefer Torah that's missing something. What about a whole Sefer Torah? Right, forget the missing a Yeria. Whole Sefer Torah, you find a psalm in the Sefer Torah. So what's our minhag? We never thought about it. It's fascinating. What do we do? What do we do? We have a pshara. We have a middle approach. What does that mean? There is a machlok, as we've shown, in whether one can make a bracha on a apostle Sefer Torah, on a Sefer Torah that's missing. By Megillah, that's separate rules. Right? The Gemara Megillah discusses, Megillah Esther is Nikra Igeres also, and therefore it has different rules, even if it's missing, as long as it's not at the beginning of the end, or a major section in the middle, a Megillah can be Kshera up until Rove even, up until half the amount, even if it's missing. But a Sefer Torah has different rules. And therefore a Sefer Torah, Lechadchila, we use a Kasher Sefer Torah. But really, if you think about it, if you find a psalm in the Sefer Torah, chas v'shalom. So what do? We don't read the whole Torah parsha again that we already read. We just continue from where we're up to. Meaning, we say, yotze what we did already. What do you mean, yotze what we did? But now we know it was pasul. And if we wouldn't have leaned from this Torah in the first place, if we knew it was pasul, the answer is, but we did already. And we rely on the opinions that it worked because we assumed that it was kasher at the time. But really, it's a machlokas we've shown. There is a tshuva of the Rambam. He doesn't really say this in Mishnah Torah, but there's a tshuva of the Rambam in Pe'er Hador, where he says, you can make a bracha on Apostle Sefer Torah. Was he chozer bo? Did he not say this in the Mishnah Torah? But he says, the question was, that can you make a bracha on Apostle Sefer Torah? He says, mutter. And he has an important lashon. He says, because the bracha on Sefer Torah is not only on the mitzvah of kriya, but on the mitzvah of limud. And you're learning, even if it's Apostle Sefer Torah. So therefore, you don't have to be so medactic. Mutter levarich aleihem. The ein habracha al akriya b'sefer, kemo habracha al netilas lulav or yeshiva b'sukkah. You can't make a bracha on a lulav if it's apostle lulav. Or you can't, if it's apostle sukkah, you can't make a bracha. The bracha is levatala. Shaha mitzvah hi netilas lulav or yeshiva b'sukkah. Sha'olah mevarich. Avol b'kriya satora ha mitzvah hi akriya. Bein shakara b'sefer kosher, bein shakara b'sefer apostle. The afilukara alpeh, unbelievable. The Rambam says halamansa shahagoya batora hi hamitzvah shalem avarchim. The zeo hefer shel hergishu bo rov chachmei mizrach v'dimu shamavarech v'kori b'sefer pasul shubrach lavatala. That's the Rambam. Big footnotes here in the bottom of the Pe'er Hador. Other Rishonim don't agree. We paskin pshara based on a Mahari Beirav. It's quoted in the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it in Yoredeya Reisha in Tes. Whatever you read already, you could count as your kriya. But once you know, then lechadchila we take out another Sefer Torah to read more. The shaila is, what happens if you're right? It's not so simple. If you're within three of the end, if you're within three of the beginning, right? So then you have issues. If your mom is in the middle, then fine. Lechadchila the poskim say that we should try to have seven aliyas in the new Sefer Torah. If there's enough, there are enough psukim left. It'll be a little longer in shul, but that's the lechadchila. What the post can discuss. Okay, let's continue. As we see here, there's a lot on this daf. Gein daf samach is full. Amid Beis is even fuller, but we do what we can. Let's continue. Oh, I just wanted to mention, I got a thought from yesterday. Yesterday we spoke about the chashuki chemet, about the milchiks and the fleishiks and the allergy. I didn't I didn't clarify. Sometimes there are cases where something is really parav. Something is parav, and the items, the let's say the milchig in there is so minute, it's batel shebebatel, it's a tiny amount. It still could be called parav, but somebody could still be subject to the allergies. Right, those two don't always go together. So one shouldn't think that just because something's parav doesn't mean that somebody who has an allergic reaction to something, it still might have tiny amounts. Hilchas bittel and hilchas allergy don't always go together. Right, the reality of allergies and bittel. So I just wanted to clarify. I got a couple of emails about that relating to that issue. Just because it's parav doesn't mean automatically. Okay, weiter. Here we go. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Rav Yosi Dami Travayu, Hi Sefer Aftarta. Also, Lemikri Beva Shabbos, a Haftorah book. Sefer Haftarta. What if somebody makes a scroll of all the Haftorahs? Also, Lemikri Beva Shabbos, you can't use that. Why? My Taima, Tolonit Only Kasev. That's not a book that was supposed to be written down. Meaning, you can't write a less than one Sefer. Rashi says, Lonit Only Kasev, Pachos Mi Sefer Echad Sholem La'atzmo. You need at least one whole Sefer. Mar Barvashi Amar Litatulin Ami Asr. What do you mean? Even to move it on Shabbos would be Asr. It's Muksa. Why? My Taima Tolochazi Lemikribe. Because you can't read from it. And the Gemara says, really, we don't pasken that way. Velohi. Shari Litatulin Vishari Lemikribe. You're allowed to. Why? Derab Yochanan, Vashim, and Malakish. Ma'ayne Besifre Da Agadata Bishabsa. They used to be Ma'ayne in Agadatas on Shabbos. Agadatas on Shabbos. Rabbi Yaakov Emden, right here in the Yavetz in the back, says, because they spent their time during the week on more alumdis and halacha, and on Shabbos they were involved in agada. Ay, v'halo nitan likasev. Ay, what do you mean? It's Torah shebal peh. So what do you mean? How can it be written down? Ela, kiva delo efshar, eis lasos l'shem heferu Torah secha. As we know, because of eis lasos l'shem, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi started, and we follow why we have so much Torah shebal peh written down. Eis lasos l'shem, there's a time to be for Hashem. We have to violate, so to speak, because Torah would have been forgotten. Tachanami kivin dolo efshar, esasos Hashem eferu Torah secha. So to hear, and therefore, lamaisa, one can write whatever one wants down, and even we have Haftorah books. That's no better than a klaf, right? The printed word. So it's all mutter, bizman hazeh, because of this halacha, that, and the mitzias, that we write down Torah shebal peh now, because Torah is going to be forgotten, right? Rashi quotes, that nisma'i talev atorah mishtakachas, that's why Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi did what he did, and there's a lot related to that. The Chasam Sofer writes in a tshuva in Arachayim, in Simen Reish Ches, if somebody ever writes a sefer, they have to be sure that it's being written lishma. Because remember, every sefer written is overcoming the counterpressure of Dvarim Shebal Peh, Efshar Likasev, and they're not allowed to be written as we're going to see on Amid Beis. So every time one writes a sefer, it can't be for the covet of the author. It can't be for any other purpose except for lahagdol Torah lahadir. There are achronim, as we know throughout history, that wrote very cryptically because they still felt bound. I'm only going to write as much as need. The Vilna Gaon, the Rugged Shover. Right? Every time you read them, it's so cryptic. They wrote a couple of marmakomos, and then we have to figure it out ourselves because they felt that you have to write as little as possible. But again, most assume that once you're writing, as long as you're doing it, lahagdol Torah lahadir, It would be okay. Good. Says the Gemara. Again, there's a lot more, but let's continue. Can you write a Megillah for a child to learn from? A scroll. And the Gemara now gets into a major top machlokas. Tiboy Lamanda Amar Torah Megillah Megillah Nitna. Tiboy Lamanda Amar Torah Chasuma Nitna. We're going to quote that machlokas explicitly in a minute, but the Gemara says that the question is according to either Manda Amar. There's a machlokas, a historical machlokas. Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah at Har Sinai. What about the rest of the Torah? What about the story of Bilam? What about the story of Korach? All the stories that happened after the time that Moshe Rabbeinu, after Matan Torah. How were those written down? Were they written Megillah, Megillah, Nitna? They were written scroll by scroll. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote them down after each one of them happened. And then at the end of the 40 years, he tied them all together and wrote one big, the whole big Torah, or no, Chasuma Nitna was given all Chasum as one sealed book, meaning when they happened, Moshe didn't write anything down. He remembered it bal peh, everything that was going to be written down, and then he wrote it all down at the end of the 40 years. How was it? Machlokas. That's the machlokas. Megillah, Megillah nitna, or chasuma nitna. So tiboy lamanta amar, and this question of whether you could write it for a child just to learn from, it's a question according to either. Tiboy lamanta amar Torah, Megillah, Megillah nitna, kiva de Megillah, Megillah nitna, kosvin. Do we say, well, just like in the Midbar, it was written scroll by scroll, so too now, you could write separate scrolls. O Dilma, or no, kiva de idbik, idbik. Or do we say, once Moshe Rabbeinu put it together, then Memela, at that moment, now the Torah is a unit. And therefore, you're only allowed to write down the whole thing as a unit. And, Tibar Lamandamar, Torah Chasuma Nitna. You could ask the question the other way, too. Kiva da Chasuma Nitna in Kosvin. You have to write the whole thing like Moshe Rabbeinu did. O Dilma, Kiva de Lo Efshar Kasvinan. Or do we say, since we can't write the whole Torah for every child, so it's impossible. So therefore, you know, it's part of Eisa Asol Lashem. You'll have to write it down in separate parts as well. So that's the shaila that Abaya asked Rabba. Omar le, ein kosvin. My tam, lafisha ein kosvin. It's kind of like, why? Because. Right, what's because? Because. Because I said so. See on the side, quotes from the Arach. Boy min ein tam, velo nasan lo. Ela omar lo, ki ein kosvin. Klomar kabbalah hu legabnei adam. No, this is our Kabbalah. This is what we write. Ace phase is really true. You can't write separate scrolls. Afi asta tavla shel zahav sheba parsha sota ksuva leha. Remember, Hilni Amalka wrote a separate tavla, a separate piece of gold that was used to copy the parsha sota on to put it in the mesota. So you see, there was only a separate part written. Arv shemem elakish b'shem Rabbi Yanai ba'alef base. Now that wasn't written the whole section. It was just written in Rashi Tevis. It was written, the first letter of every word was written, and that reminded the Kohen. Eisvei, no, the Brisa says, Shu Kosev, Roev, a Kosev, Machakasa Batavla. It says that the Kohen sees what he's writing. No, Ema Kimashakasa Batavla. Doesn't mean exactly. It's like it was written in Rashi Tevis. That just reminded him. Eisvei, okay, one more try. Shu Kosev, Roev, Batavla, the Kosev, Machakasa Batavla. And the Brisa says, Maukasa Batavla, Im Shachav, Im Lo Shachav. So you see, it's actual psukim written. Hachamayaskina b'seirogin. No, seirogin, meaning maybe the beginning of the psukim have actual whole words. But then later on, you know, it didn't have the whole thing written out. Kit tanoim. But really, says the Gemara, this is a machlokas tanoim, whether this would be allowed. Says the Brisa from Isaka Sofrim. Ein kosvim megillah latino klislamid ba v'im daito lahashlim mutter. One is not allowed to write for a child to learn from. But im daito lahashlim, if you're writing it, but you are planning on finishing it, so then mutter. Rabbi Yehud, meaning, according to that day, you have to write the whole thing. You're just allowed to go. It's a process, though. As long as you started it, you could give that part. Rabbi Yehuda Omer mi bibracious adoramabul. No, you can write it in sections, just whole sections you need. Bracious, you have to write the entire section through doramabul. Interesting. That's an entire section? I might have thought bracious is a section. Maisa bracious doesn't finish until after doramabul. And now we get to Avram Avinu. Maybe that's a whole section. Bitaras koanim ad vahiva yamashmini. Bitaras koanim, you have to write all the way until shmini. All the laws of karbanos. I mean, you have to write it in whole sections. And in that way, one, it would be allowed to write them separately. Period. Okay, so it's a machlokas tanon. Om Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Bana'o. Here's the machlokas. Torah, Megillah, Megillah, Nitna. Torah was written scroll by scroll throughout the desert, and then Moshe tied them up at the end. Shene Amar, Oz Amarti, Hine Basi, B'Megillah, Sefer Kasav Alai. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, says, I was found, Basi, I came, b'megillah sefer kasav alai. He calls the Torah a megillah, scrolls, and David says, the hint of me is already found in the Torah. What is this referring to? We know the Gemara in Yevamos that discusses the controversy. At the beginning, with David HaMelech, can he marry in? Amoniv lo amonis, moaviv lo moaviz, Doeg didn't want him, Shaul didn't know what was going on with David. So until the Mesorah was found, then nope, David's allowed in, only the males and not the females are excluded. But there's even, Rashi quotes here, a remez to David HaMelech from Amon and Moav. It says, Matsasi David Avdi, and it says, Hanimtsa Os, there's a Gzera Shava, but there's a remez in the Torah for David HaMelech. So that's what David is referring to here in Tehillim. He says, Megillah Sefer. That's important for us. He calls the Torah Megillah. So that's the source for Megillah, Megillah Nitna. Rish Shimon Lakish Omer Torah Chasuma Nitna. Rish Lakish says no, it was all a sealed scroll at the end. Shneamar Lakoach Es Sefer HaTorah Hazos. This Torah, right at the end, in the end of the Torah, that's what it's called. Tosfos discusses and the Rashba discusses, what about the pasuk at the end of Mishpatim, where the pasuk says, Vayikra ba'aznei ha'am, right, the Sefer HaBris, this is the Sefer HaBris, it sounds like it was already written, so do you say that was written, or they wrote it for what was needed? The Rishonim discuss how you work out that pasuk in Mishpatim. Back to the Gemara, Ve'idach nami haksiv lakoach, what is the first opinion do with this pasuk at the end of the Torah? Hahu debasa de'idvik, lebasa de'idvik, after they were stuck together, Moshe Rabbeinu called it one sefer. Ve'idach nami haksiv b'megillah sefer katzav alai, what does Reish Lakish do with the second pasuk? Hahu dekala Torah kula ikri megillah, the whole Torah is called a megillah, it's not scrolls, but the whole Torah, dichsiv, as the pasuk says, when Zechariah sees a sefer Torah, he says, "Vayomer Eli Mataro Eh, Vaomer Aniro Eh Megillah Afa." I see a floating Megillah. So you see, the whole Torah is called a Megillah. Inami, or maybe Reish Lakish would say there were certain scrolls that were written down for the need of the times. Generally, not, but for the need of the times. Look, Kidur Rabbi Levi, Tom Rabbi Levi, Shmona Parshios Namru, B'yom Shukan Bo HaMishkan. The first day of Hakamas HaMishkan, there were 8 Parshios that were written. And the problem is, these were Parshios that were going to be written later in the Torah. They weren't going to be all right now. So they had to be written as separate scrolls, because then you had to fill in between when it was later given. But these were needed, so you had to write it down. And maybe that's what the Pasuk's referring to. Eloheim, what are they? Parshas Kohanim, Parshas Levium. Levium have to know, you know, how to serve the Kohanim. Rashi quotes 2 days here, exactly what Levium means. The first day that he thinks is the Levium in the Beis HaMikdash. Right? He finds it hard to understand Parshas Levium about Chumas Maestras. Right? What does that have to do with the Midbar? Parshas Temeim, the Parsha people being sent out of the Machaneh. Parshas Shiluach Temeim, Parshas Achremos, right? The Parsha of the Avodah Yom HaKippurim. Uparshas Shtuya Yayin, Uparshas Neros, Uparshas Paraduma, and all of the requirements during the Mishkan. And the Mefarshim say Paraduma, wasn't that given earlier in Mara? Right, so one might say the ideas and the obligation. Right now, the obligation of Paraduma is being given. Period. Amar Rabbi Lazar. Okay, the next 5 lines we could spend the whole shir on, but we'll have to do our best. Amar Rabbi Lazar. There's a machlokes. Which is bigger, Torah Shebichsav or Torah Shebalpeh? Unbelievable machlokes. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Torah rov bichsav umiyat al peh. Most of Torah is Torah shebichsav. Umiyat al peh. And a little bit is bal peh. What does that mean? So the pashtus is, Rashi says, what does it mean bichsav? Most of everything we learn from the Torah is based on the psukim. It's based on the ksav. Umiyat al peh means the part that there's no remez in the Torah. No remez at all. That's what it means bal peh. It doesn't mean Torah shebichsav, Torah shebal peh. That's how Rashi understands this machlokas. Shene'emar, echtov lo rubi torasi. I'm going to write down most. Most halachas are learned out from some remez, from asmachta. Kamo zar nechshavu. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, the opposite. Rov alpeh umiyat bechsav. No, rov is alpeh. Obviously, he has a different understanding. Umiyat bechsav. He might say, no, most Torah is not written. Shene'emar, ki alpi adrama eila. Right, alpi adrama eila. Ve'idach nam yoksiv echtov lo rubi torasi. So what does he do with the pasuk that says rov is written? Hahu atmuye kametame. No, that's a rhetorical question. Echtov lo rubi torasi. Halokamo zar nechshavu. Meaning, even the little bit that I've written, you know, they don't follow. Right, it's musr. Ve'idach nami haksiv ki alpi adrama eila. So what does the second opinion do with that pasuk? Hahu mishum detkifi lemigmarinu. It just means, al piyad rama'ela means it might be smaller, but it's harder to learn. Torah shalpeh, you gotta push yourself. Gotta push yourself, and that's what that pasuk is referring to. Torah shalpeh is more difficult. We mentioned in the past that Rav Soloveitchik has a different shot of this machlokas. What does it mean, rov bichsav or rov alpeh? How could there be a machlokas about that? Relating to the Rambam. The Rambam's 5 categories of Torah shalpeh that we've mentioned often in its Akdamah to Pirush HaMishnayos. What are the 5 categories of Torah shalpeh? Number 1, Pirushim HaMukubala Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, halachas that come from Moshe Rabbeinu that are not called, category 2, halacha Moshe Misinai. Right, priyetz hadar, ayin tachas ayin, all of those are category 1. Where, after, you can, there is a little hint in the Torah, but it's not really so obvious. Category 2 is halacha Moshe Misinai, no hint at all. Category 3 is everything learned out from drashas chazal, kal vachomer, gzeira shava, hekesh. That's the largest category. And 4 and 5 are takanas and gzeiras. So, the machlokes, says Rav Soloveitchik here, is, what do you consider category 3? Is category 3 Torah Shebichsav or is that Torah Shebalpeh? Everything learned out from the Drashas Chazal. That's the machlokas here. You know, how do you, it's really, it's 5 categories of Torah Shebalpeh, yes. But in a deeper sense, as the Gemara says here, as Rashi explains, also, you know, because it's based on Psukim, maybe it could also be called Torah Shebal Peh. Also, Tekifi Limig Marinu, it's important to mention the Tanchuma in Parshas Noach. We know this is the question that the Midrashim deal with and the Rishonim deal with, Tosfos and Shabbos Peches. How do we put together Naaseh V'Nishma versus Kaf Aleihem Har Chagigas? Right, was it voluntary or were we forced? Many different pshatim given to that, but the Medrash in Parshas Noach says, Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebal Peh. We were ready to accept Torah Shebichsav, but Torah Shebal Peh, that is much more difficult. That's hard. Nobody learns Torah Shebal Peh unless they have commitment, unless they really want to, unless they push themselves. So for that, we had to be forced. Once we accept the Torah Shebichsav, Hashem says, you can't take one without the other. And therefore, I have to give you Torah Shebal Peh as well. So that's the machlokes. Again, a lot more relating to these issues, but we'll have to move on. Darash Rabbi Yehuda bar Nachmeini mitargamini derash men lakish ksiv ksov lachas hadvarim ha'ele v'ksiv ki al pi hadvarim ha'ele. So what do those two words mean? One says written and one says peh ha'ketzad dvarim shebichsav yet harashay la'omrin al peh dvarim shebichsav yet harashay la'omrin bichsav. The famous statements of the chilek between Torah shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. What is the importance? We have to know, like the Ritva says right here. You have to know, Bichsav, you have to be medayik in every word, in every letter, in every tag. You have to know exactly what Bichsav is. And Bal Peh, you know, it should be said Bal Peh. Why? Because then you focus, a Rebbe to Talmud focuses on exactly what they're saying. He quotes from his Rebbe, Mishum de Bikriyasan Al Peh, Ika Hefsid. If you say Bichsav Bal Peh, you're not going to say it properly. Chaseros Viaseros, Nunin, Hanidrashin, Akumim, Lefufin. And the Dvarim Shebal Peh shouldn't be written down, because kol echad ve'echad mosron zela ze bediktuk. We have to be very medactic about each of these, Dvarim Shebichsav and Dvarim Shebal Peh. We even know that there's a discussion in Tosfos, not here, Tosfos here, but Tosfos in Tzmura discusses. So, how is it that, Tosfos asks, so how do we say Ashrei from a sitter? That's called Bal Peh, right? So, oh, maybe only Torah, not Nevi'im and Ksufim. Okay, so how do we say Az Yashir? How do we say Kriya Shema? Right, so one answer the Rishonim give, Tosfos and Tmura Yudalit, is, well, things that you really know by heart, because you say it that so often, that's okay. That's okay. So then Tosfos says, what about Haftorah? What about the Haftorah? We don't know the Haftorah so much, and then we say that from a Chumash. Right, so how do we say that? So Tosfos says one day that maybe this halacha is only Lahotzi Rabbi Midechovasan. You're allowed to say it in the opposite way. You're allowed to say Torah Shebichsav, Bal Peh, but you can't be motzi someone if you're saying it Bal Peh. And that is why some of the minug of saying the Haftorah in an undertone with the Chazan, because of this day in Tosfos, in Tzmur Yudalit, and other Rishonim as well, but that is where in some shtibles, they everybody says the Haftorah themselves. Comes from that Tosfos, because the Dvarim Shebichsav, Yetar Reshei La'omrin, Al Peh might be only Lahotzi Esarabi Midei Chovasan. We mentioned in the Parsha Shir last week an unbelievable thought. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says at the end of Mishpatim, he said, isn't it unbelievable that today it's just the opposite? We say Bechsav Bal Peh, we say Bal Peh Bechsav, and he says this isn't the only problem. You find so many areas of Talmud Torah that are different than what it said in Chazal. Right, what does the Mishnah say in Pirkei Avos? Right, Ben Chavish Lemikra, Ben Esel Lemishnah, Vechulu. Hardly anybody does that today. And if you look at how the structure of a yeshiva in the Gemara and Baba Basra and the Rambam, it's very different. He says, it's unbelievable. A lulav mistama, Rabbi Kiva Yeager shook the same lulav that we're shaking. And the Rambam shook the same lulav we're shaking. By all other Maisa mitzvahs, we're basically doing the same thing that our forefathers did for the past thousands of years. Talmud Torah is so different. Why? So explains Rabbi Yaakov beautifully, because Talmud Torah, the content obviously never changes, but the mediums have to change based on life, based on the realities of Am Yisrael. And if Am Yisrael needs Talmud Torah through this avenue, so that's it, because Talmud Torah has to mold towards the life that we live in. Right, so obviously, if now that there we could be anywhere we want, and you know we're on a business trip, but we could still listen to Shiurim online, so that's Talmud Torah b'zman hazeh. That's what we have to. We use every type of way to learn that's possible. Says Rabbi Yaakov. Very important, Rabbi Yaakov. There on Parshas Mishpat. Okay, let's continue. Dvei Rabbi Yishmael Tana Eile Ela atakosev yatakosev halachas. Okay, another aliman. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Lokaris HaKadosh Baruch Hu Brisim Yisrael, Ela Bishvil Dvarim Shebal Peh. This special covenant between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is based on the Dvarim Shebal Peh. Shnei Amar, Ki Alpi, Advarim HaEla, Karati Yitzcha Bris Ves Yisrael. Right, Ki Alpi, special din, a lot to say about that. The Beis Halevi and his Drushes and Yudches and many other Svarim talk about the uniqueness of Torah Shebal Peh and us. That's why the Luchos Shniyos, right, The Torah Shebichsav is open to other nations, but Torah Shebal Peh is just ours. Okay, we have to continue. Marvim Mavayis Yashem Ani Darkei Shalom. The next line in the Mishnah said, wherever you used to keep the Erev by your Erev Chatzeros, you have to keep it in that house. My time of why? Ilema Mishum Kavod. Is it because of the Kavod for that family? Vahahu Shipura. But that shofar, which either means an actual shofar that used to use to blow on Erev Shabbos, or it means it's stuck a box, shaped like a shofar. The Oshipura, the Havi Meikar, Be'erav Yehuda, V'lebasof Be'erava, V'lebasof Be'erav Yosef, V'lebasof Be'abaya, V'lebasof Be'erava. So you see they changed houses. So Ela Mishum Chshada. No, the issue is Chshad. Because people are going to check in that house, they're not going to see it, they're going to think people are carrying without an Erev. So that's why you have to do that. So Mistama, if you put a sign up, it would also be okay. Next, Barshu Karvla Amma, if you have a bar that's towards the, close to the river, so they fill up first. Itmar B'nei Nahara, the people who live near a river. Rav Amar Tatoi Shasumai Bereisha. Rav says the ones downstream fill up first. Ushwul Amar Eloi Shasumai Bereisha, the ones upstream. Bidemezal, where the current is very strong and there's enough for everybody. Kuli Amalo Pligi, then it doesn't matter. Nobody argues in that case, whoever wants to take, can take. Ki pligi b'mischar v'ashkuye. The machlokas is, no, when you take some, the rest of the people don't get. Right? When you dam it up, so then the rest of the people aren't going to be able to get. That's the machlokas. Shmuel amri iloi shasumai bereisha. Shmuel says the upper ones get to amri anan mekarvina tvei. We're closer to the source, so we have more rights. Rav Amar Tatoi Shasumai Bereisha. Rav says, no, the lower ones, the Amri Nara Kapashti Lezel. No, because Rav says, let it take its course. And where does it get to first? If it goes straight, it goes to the bottom ones first. Tanan, Bar HaKor of La'ama, Mizvali Rishon, and Ridaki Shalom, our Mishnah. Right? If it, whoever's closer, get Mizvali Rishon. So doesn't that, is that a kash on Rav? So Targama Shmuel, Liba the Rav. Shmuel answers for Rav. No, it's talking about a case where it's filled naturally. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. Where it fills naturally, so that's why it's so close, that's why they're allowed to do it. If it fills naturally, so then what's the Chiddush? Of course they get it first. Don't do anything and their bar fills up. You might have thought that the lower ones could say, no. You have to close yours up first, so we're all equal, and we all have to schlep ourselves. Kamash Balan, you don't say that. Amar Avuna Bar Tachlifa Hashadelo Itmar Hilchas Alo Kamar Velo Kamar Kol Da'alim Gvar. Because we don't know who the halacha, we don't have a mesorah about either one. Kol Da'alim Gvar. Whoever wants to, literally, the stronger man wins. But it basically means Bezin pleads the fifth, and you work it out yourself. Who's going to get the first one and who won't? Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, there's a lot more, but again, if you never saw the Beis Halevi in Drosh Yudches, you know, that's something that that needs to be looked at relating to the unique quality of Torah Shebal Peh, relating to the connection between Am Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, we'll stop here.